Okay, Boker Tov, good morning, Shavuot Tov. Today's daf is daf Kuf Aleph, daf 101. We are at the top of the page, third word on the first line, Tanur Rabbanan of Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph, 101a. We are actually approaching the end of the Masechet, Bezad Hashem. We are less than 3 weeks away. We're about, thank you so much, we're about like, I think it's 19 days away. I believe it's February 19th this year. So first time. So Bezad Hashem will do something nice for the Siyum Baba Kama. But let's jump right in. Tanur Rabbanan.
Bezad Hashem is all about Baba Kama.
Nachon, exactly. Just on your side, I think there's a lock over there. Just step on the lock.
Lock,
Okay. Tanur Rabbanan. The right that says, Hanoten etzim lecharash lasod men kiseh v'asa men safsal. Somebody gives wood to a carpenter to make it into a chair, and he made it into a bench. Or safsal v'asa men kiseh, or a bench, and he made it into a chair. Rabbi Meir says, Noten lo deme etzav. You pay him the value of the wood. He has to pay the value of the wood. Rabbi Yehuda says, Im hashevach yater ali yetziah, noten lo et yetziah. If the appreciation of the item now is greater than the cost, then you just pay for the cost. But if the cost is greater than the appreciation, then you pay for the shevach. So Umoder Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir agrees, Im natan etzim lecharash la'asot mehen kiseh na'eh. If you gave wood to a carpenter to make a nice chair, not just a regular chair, but asa mehen kiseh ka'ur, and you made a not such a nice chair. Safsal na'eh, nice bench, safsal ka'ur, and you made not such a nice bench. Im hashevach yater al yetziah, if the appreciation of the item now is greater than the cost, noten lo demeh hayetziah, you pay the value of the cost. V'im hayetziah yater al hashevach, noten lo demeh hashevach. And if the cost is greater than the shevach, then you pay the shevach. Meaning, the guy, because he didn't do what you asked him to do, his hand is al tachtona. He gets the lower end of the stick. So the Gemara says, Ibaylo, we have a question. Yes, shevach sammanin al hatzemer, or in shevach sammanin al hatzemer. Do we say there is appreciation of the dye on the wool, or there isn't appreciation of the dye on the wool? So yechidame, what's the case? Ilem de gazal sammanin vedakinu uteranu vitzava behen. Maybe he stole dye, and he grinded it, and he soaked it, and he dyed with it. He colored with it, rather. Tipokle mishum de kanino v'shinui. You should just derive it from the fact that he acquired it through a shinui, through changing it. So the Gemara says, lo tzircha de gazal sammanin sheruin utzva behu. No, he stole already soaked dyes, and he dyed with it, and he dyed, or he colored with those dyes. So meaning he didn't change it. So my, what's the din? Yes, shevach sammanin al gavet semer. Do we say there's an appreciation on the with the dye on the wool? Da'amarle, you can tell him, havli sammanai de shakalatinu, give me my dyes that you took for me. Or Dilmar, perhaps, ein shevach sammanin al gavet semer. Or maybe no, we don't say there's appreciation of the dyes on the wool. Da'amarle, you can say to him, leid lach gabay v'lomidi, the guy who stole it, you can say to him, I don't have anything that belongs to you. Zamri, vi ein shevach samanin al gavit semer. Hold on, if you say there is no appreciation of the dye on the wall, mi matzi amerle leit lach gavai v'lomidi, can the guy who stole say, I don't have anything by me? Namale, he should, the one who was stolen from should respond, havli samanai davset tinu, give me my dyes that you caused me to lose out on. So ela lehach kisa, go to the other side. Ein shevach samanin al gavit semer uvay shalomidei, do we say, there is no appreciation of the dye on the wool, and he's required to pay? Or Dilmar, perhaps, yes, shevach samanin agabe etzemer, there is appreciation of the dye on the wool. Ve'amar lein, you can tell him, ham manchi kamach shaklinu, that the one who stole can say, it's right here in front of you. Meaning, I stole your dye, it's right here in the wool, take it, it's yours. Hold on, shaklinu? What do you mean, take it? You use dye, and you put it into a cloth, a beged. B'may shakle, how can I take it? B'tzafon, with detergent? If I want to use detergent, it's going to come out. It's not like I get the dye back. So it's safon, aburim yabar, hashavalo avid. I'll get it to come out the color, but I won't be able to retrieve the actual dye that you stole from me. So ela hacha b'maya skinon, what are we dealing with here? Kegon de gazal tzemer v'samanin dechad. You stole wool and a dye that belongs to one individual. V'tzav'e lahu tzemer b'hanach samanin. And you took that wool and that dye and you used it together. Al gabe hatzemer, on that wool. Now you're returning to the owner the wool and the dye that was his originally. So, Odilmar, perhaps. No, so we don't say there's a shevach of the dye on the wool. The wool he's giving back. The dye he's not giving back. Because that's not an appreciation. So Amri, the Gemara answers, you should just derive it that it became more valuable by him in money's worth. Meaning because he added the dye, now it's more valuable. So for sure, it's considered a shevach. So the Gemara says, no, why don't we say the dye was very, it was cheap, it wasn't expensive. Rashi says, tzemer tzavua huzal ba'olam, it became very cheap in the world. There's no shevach that's coming from the color of the dye to the beged. So the Ibai Deman, if you want to give a different answer, he dyed a monkey, meaning he stole a monkey and some dyes, and he, don't do this at home, and he dyed a monkey, and he's returning now the monkey to him.
Some say
kupa, right? Rashi says kuf. So Rashi says, the lo yakar le, it did not get appreciated, it did not get more valuable, that monkey, because you dyed it. So that's what it's talking about. Ravina comes and gives a different answer. Amar Ravina Amar, hacham amay askinon, what are we dealing with here? Kigon detzemer dechad v'sammanin dechad. The wool was one person's, and the dye belonged to another person. V'ka'ate kof, and a monkey was brought, came, v'tzav'e lahu tzemer behanach sammanin, and used that dye to color that wool.
It belonged to anybody, the kof.
Say?
It says it was
hefker,
it was not somebody's.
Right, exactly. Do we say there is appreciation of the dye on the wool? The Amarla, you can tell him, Havli samanai de gabach ninu, give me my dyes that are by you. Odilma, in shevach samanin agabet semer, there is no appreciation of that dye on the wool. The Amarla, he tells him, Leilach gabai klum, the thief can say, I don't have anything but it belongs to you. So Tashema, begish etsevao beklipe orlai dalek. If you have a clothing that you dyed it with the peels of orla, orla is fruit of the first 3 years that it's not allowed to be benefited from, you have to burn it. You cannot benefit from that beged. Al-Marwi, see? The concept of chazuta miltehi. This chazuta miltehi means it's something that you... It's visible by the eye. It's considered a mamash. It's considered something that's mamashut. It has some actuality to it. And therefore, over here, since it's visible by the eye, that would be something that's asur, and therefore that would be something that it's real, it's actual shevach. And so too, the case of the dye as well. Amar Rava, he says, Hana'a hanir'e la'inayim asara Torah. No, the benefit that is visible by the eye is what the Torah prohibited. The Tanya, the Pasuk says, Arelim lo ya'achel. You should not eat the fruits that are one of the first 3 years. Ein le'ela isur achila, that's only eating. Minayin shelo ya'aneh mimenu. How do we know I can't benefit from it? Velo yitzbabo, I can't use it to color. Velo yadlik bo daner, I can't light a candle with it. Tamun lamar va'araltem orlato et piryo arelim lo ya'achel. So it says, this araltem, orlato et piryo. Arelim lo yachel says again, don't come and eat it. So why is it saying over here? Why is it using such language, such lashon? The rabot et kulam, it's coming to say all of it. Not you can't do anything. I mean, it's coming to add all aspects of this orlav. Araltem or latot piryo, then that you should not be able to use whatsoever, no matter what, whether it's for your benefit or for anything along those lines. And then he says, okay. Tashava, come and listen. We're going to try to prove it again. You have a clothing that you colored it with the peels of Shavi'it. Right? Shavi'it is not allowed to be benefited from either. You can't do business, huh?
Why do you need
the first example was pushed orla. Away. The first example we tried to say from Orla. He says, no, that's only Hana'ah Nirele Inayim. That's Hana'ah Nirele Inayim. That's Asara Torah. That's different. Over here now, he's trying to bring another example to prove the point. So if you have a clothing that was used with the peels of Shavi'id, which Shavi'id you're not allowed to do business with. So it says to burn it, Yidalek. You see also over here, it is bringing a benefit from it. That's why you have to burn it. So Shani Hatam, the Amar Kara, no, over here is different. It says, Tiyeh, Bahavyatate, it has to be the way it was before. You can't change it. You can't put, Rashi says, Ki Yovel hi Kodesh Tiyeh Lachem. So the word Tiyeh, Bahavyatate, it should be the way it was, and you shouldn't change it. Right? That's that. So that didn't answer the question either. So Rava comes, flipping the Amud, Rava Rami, he comes in contrast and he says, Tanan, the Mishnah said, Begesh is of klipe orlai dalek. If you have a clothing that was colored with the peels of orla, it should be burned. Alma, what do we see? Chazuta miltihi, that the visible thing is something. Or minu, we have a contradiction. Revi'id dam shenivla b'bayit. If you have a revi'id of blood that was soaked in somewhere into a house. Habayit tameh. The house is tameh. Right? There's an oil over the house. The amrila, and some say habayit taor. No, the house is taor. V'lo pligid, it's not a machloket. Habekelim da havu mi'ikara. Habekelim da atul basof. The difference would be, if there were the kelim were there from the beginning, before the blood came, right? In the house, there was kelim there. So that would be tamir. But if the kelim came after the blood came, then that would be taor. So Rashi explains, the havu b'bayit kodem shenivla'a shaita be'ayin. It was visible. Ve'he'il ha'bayit aleh ala kelim v'nitme'u. And the blood came in, it was a revit of blood, and there was an oil of the house that covered over, and that's why those kelim that were in there before would be tamir. So the Gemara is trying to say now, nivla'a b'ksut, if it got... let's say absorbed into a piece of clothing. Ro'in im mitkabeset haksut v'yotzeh mimena revi'it dam. We see if we wash and clean the clothing, if it comes out of revi'it, which is about 3 ounces of blood, tame'ah, we say it's tame'. V'im lav te'oran, if not, it's tahor. Okay, so what do you see over here? So look at Rashi.
Even though it's absorbed, it still has.
Rashi says, Shebitchilan nivla'abo yoter min revi'it v'yichnis haksut labayit. There was more than a revi'id absorbed in the clothing, and you brought it into the house. Habayit me'ah, the house is tameh. Then v'yotzeh emen ha-revi'id dam, she'im yitnu mayim b'midah, yimtze'u revi'id yoter. If you put water in that measurement, you'll find the revi'id being more. V'im lav ta'or, habayit, the house is ta'or, she'lo he'il ha-revi'id, it didn't make an ohel over the revi'id, she'kvar chaser behavla'o b'ksut, aval ha-ksut tameh, the clothing is obviously tameh. And we're going to get to the point. She'tchilat negi'ah b'revi'id. Mitzumtzam nitma. Okay, that's talking about the clothing. Katani miyat, but nevertheless, it says v'im lav tahor. If not, it's tahor. Af agad dechazuta deriit ika. Even though you visibly see a revi'it of blood in the clothing, shadam shenishar babeged she'iyah shalasochaton nir'el la'anu babeged. You're not able to squeeze it out, but there still is a revi'it in there. Alma chazuta lamilti. You see that the visible thing is not a mamashut. That's not something that's actuality, and it would not make the whole house tamin. So that's what they're trying to prove over here. Neged what we just said, that if you find clothing that's colored with the peels of Orla, we said to burn it, that is visible and it's actual. It brings it to reality. But over here it doesn't. So Amar of Kahana, Mikulei Revi'iot Shanukan. Over here is teaching us from the leniencies of Revi'it. Bedam Tevusad Rabbanan. It was talking about blood of a... of someone who is dying, or Rashi explains Haruk sheyatzam menu revi'it, blood of one that just died, dam bechayav u'moto, and safek kula bechayav, safek kula u'moto. So it was safek if it was all during his lifetime, all during his death. So this is only derabanan, and therefore that's why in this case we were lenient. But in general, maybe we wouldn't be lenient. So this is not a proof to what we were trying to say either. Meaning we were trying to prove. Again, so we're trying to make a contradiction on the opinion of Chazuta Miltihi that something visible is actual, but that's not true. It's not a contradiction. Rava Rami, Rava, to contrast again. Tanan says in the Mishnah, in Shavi'i, the Mishnah says the following, Mimin hatsov'in, sefechei steam, sorry, vekotza. You have different types of dyes, different types of colors they would use from plants of, you know, these are like different types of plants, woad and safflower and different types of things. Yesh lein Shavi'it, they have shavit, v'litmein shavit, and their money that comes from it is also has shavit. Right? Rashi says, "V'yesh lehem v'litmein shavit she'en osin men tzchora." You cannot do business with these things of shavit. And then it says, "V'yesh lehem bi'or." They have bi'or that you have to get rid of it when the time comes of burning it, of getting rid of it. You have to. It says, "K'dichtiv." Rashi says, "K'dichtiv v'hem techav lechaya v'gomer kala lechaya min esadek." Sorry. So this is also considered sepichei etz, and therefore these would have a problem of bior also. You'd have to get rid of them at the time. And also their money that comes from them, meaning if you do business with them, they also have to burn that too, of shevi'id, from these types. So Alma, what do we see over here? Etzim yeshven mishum kedushat shevi'id. Wood, it does, these are from a tree, this is from wood. It has a status of kedushat shevi'id. Or meaning, we have a contradiction. Alei kanim, alei gefanim. shegibevan becheve al pnei asadeh. If you have pieces of beams and vineyard, like grapevines that you gather together to put in a storage from a field, liketan achila, if you gather it for eating, yesh v'en mishum kedushat shvi'it, then it does have a status of kedushat shvi'it. And le'etzim, if it was for wood, en b'en mishum kedushat shvi'it. No, it does not have a status of kedushat shvi'it. Hold on, now we're saying wood for wood, it does not have a status of kedushat shvi'it. U'mishane, we answer, Amar Kral, the Pasuk says, le'ochla, to eat it, b'misha hanato bi'uro shavin. That's only if his benefit and his bi'ur and the burning of it is one, is equal. Yatsu etzim, that's excluding wood, that would not apply, shahana'atan achar bi'uran. Wood, its benefit, its pleasure, comes after its burning. Right, why is that so? When you, after you burn it, only then do you start getting the benefit from it. Right, you can warm up after it, the heat that comes from it afterward. So it's not one, it's only the benefit that you're getting afterwards. How do you explain? So this is how he explains the machloket, that etzim, wood in general, would not have the status of kedushat shvi'it. So the Gemara's va'ika etzim de mish. I guess over here, what he's trying to do
is the same time.
You must be wondering what does the topic have to do with what we were talking about this whole time? I guess because Rava contrasted something prior, it's now he's coming and contrasting something else as well. That's why. So the Gemara says va'ika etzim de mishchan de hanatanu biuran shavin. Hold on, you can have wood that it gets very hot; it can give off heat when you burn it on fire, and now the benefit and the burning comes at one. It's not just what I get after the fact. It can happen one together, the actual pleasure I'm getting from it, and the burning is happening together because I'm getting heat from it. Heat is both. So Amarava, stam etzim lahasaka hen omdin. Stam, general wood, is set out for fire, right? Rashi says, v'lo lahair, and not to give light, hilkach, so therefore, etzim ninhu, their wood, u'meikara lo chal alayu shvi'it, and that's why initially shvi'it did not take effect on them, aval sefichei steam, staman litzvia, but these regular plantings, they are for dying, hilkach chal alayu kedusha, and they are considered kedusha, v'asire la'achara biur af lehesek, and even after the burning, it's asur, even to get benefit from it, v'alei kanim v'gifanim, yesh la'ochlin, there are types of things that some people do like this, some people do like that. So we go after what each person does, what their machshava is. But over here, wood is stam for hasaka, for burning, and it's not to give off light. And so therefore, initially, kedushat shvi'it did not take effect on it. We'll stop there for today. We'll just do a 1 minute, before the 1 minute recap, we'll do one halakha. We started on the top of the daf by talking about if you gave your wood to a carpenter to make for you a chair, a nice chair, and he didn't do it, he made something different. So what's the deen? What happens then? So the Gemara brought the opinion of Rabbi Meir that said that you can go and, if the appreciation is greater than the cost, you just give him the cost. And if the cost is greater than the appreciation, you give the appreciation. So what's the halakha? Is that the halakha? So Shulchan Aruch says, Natan etzim lecharash la'ason en kiseh na'eh, v'asa kiseh ra'o safsal, im ha'shevach yater al ha'otza'a, noteno ba'al ha'kli, et ha'otza'a. Exactly this, exactly what Rabbi Meir said. The halakha is that if you gave the carpenter to do something for you, you asked him, here's the wood, you make me a chair, and you made it into a bench. So if the appreciation now is greater than the cost, you just pay the cost. If the cost is greater than the appreciation that was made to it now, then you would pay for the appreciation because he messed up. He didn't do what you asked him. So his hand is on the lower end of the stick. We'll stop there for today. We'll do a 1 minute recap.